Since April 2020, online education has kept kids learning. What is more of an international cause for concern than access to education or quality education is children learning. Are children really learning? That is something the future will tell. Education means learning languages, math, science, history, and geography. But it also means learning to draw, paint, art, music, and more. Creating is an important part of learning. The problem with us parents trying our best with the regular subject is just that. We forget there's more. That's why today I will share something with you which helped both me and my daughter learn art online from teachers all over the world. There's no better hobby than art to make you feel like a child again. I'm Dr. Amrita, bringing you the Doctor's Creative Diary podcast, where I bring inspiration, interviews, and real information to help you in your creative journey. I'm exploring how creativity helps in well-being and make money too. And here's the show. Art class online? Do they work? Depends on what you're looking for. I love the opportunity to learn from creators worldwide. An online art class broke glass ceilings for me. I'm a doctor and I love everything about being one. But something else I love is being a creative artist. If writing was the introduction to the world of art, I fell into the watercolor world with Tanji back in January 2020. That's when I learned how to teach online. That magical platform disappeared in July 2021, leaving us Tanji creators with only memories. It was a creator-first community and it was a dream platform for artists. And that's one more reason why I am excited about the Pinterest creator platform, the Voice of Anchor show, the Born on Instagram program, and the YouTube creator, Google creator concepts. All in all, if you're a creator, these platforms are trying something new. Depending on your interests, learning is the name of the game. But how helpful these actually are is something only you can say. One can learn by listening and watching. I stopped painting when I was 9. It took a pandemic and a lockdown to remind me of a world of watercolor pencils, papers, brushes, paint, and more. There are more fun times with paintings because I try not to judge. I just paint. It's so relaxing that after I paint, I feel I can do anything, even fly, even though I haven't tried that yet. But some of the first pictures that I drew and painted with my daughter are still getting a pride of place in our living room. They are a mix of acrylics, crayons, and sketch pens. It was some of the best times we spent together, and it made her sit for some time in one place and made my work as a mom easier. Now she's 9 and we are both trying different types of art, and it's time I shared about my favorite teachers online internationally. So here comes. The online art classes I adore are the Rooftop app. This is something which you can do anytime. It's an app you can download from the Google Play Store. One of the art classes I attended this time with the Rajasthan Circle. This is the creative community under the Rooftop app. They teach you how to paint, how to make mandalas, how to doodle, how to do letterings, and different forms of art classes are shared throughout the day through their WhatsApp platform. Zwendy Live is another platform where you can learn watercolor painting, botanical illustration, lettering, and much more. YouTube is another wonderful place where I find many incredible artists. My favorite ones are who share watercolor art. Jenna Rennie and Duinton and Paper Co. are my favorite artists online on the YouTube platform. On Instagram, I love watercolors by all my Tanji friends, and my favorite is Thea, whose interview I had taken a few episodes back. You can check. The link is in the description. The Artist Network newsletter also provides some great tutorials to follow. You can learn a lot by looking at their step-by-step tutorials. They share videos and also still images to help you in step-by-step learning. The Winsor & Newton newsletters are also packed full of special tips about how to use different forms of art. You can check these newsletters for free. There are 7 things about the online art classes I am sharing. These platforms have both a free and a paid version. The workshops are great. Most of the free courses are beginner friendly. They happen online through the Zoom app. You can join on your phone or on your desktop. kids can join too. If you want to buy them, there is a option to listen on demand, listen or watch on demand, and you can pay a small sum to do the same. If you want your child to explore different art forms, there are many options to try and you can find out what they enjoy most. These art classes are usually only 40 minutes to an hour long, so it won't take up much of your time. You can get feedback if you create along with the artist. There's an option to buy the class recordings in some of the classes. The classes are always a great mood booster. I am a watercolor girl, but I love mandala, doodling, and ink washes too. If you enjoy exploring your creative side, start with any of these or check out the creators on Instagram and you will not say no to any of these art. You were listening to Dr. Amrita on the Doctor's Creative Diary podcast, a part of Voice of Anchor.